voice of Shropshire, Jim Hawkins in the morning.
Talking about the consultation to Shrewsbury's proposed North West Relief Road this morning, kind of matters arising from some of the things we've been talking about this morning. Martin Allard is head of major projects at Shropshire Council. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How's the consultation going so far?
We're very pleased with it so far. We've had 2 days at the down at the Gateway on Thursday and Friday last week, and then on Saturday we were in the Darwin Centre, where obviously a lot of people will see the exhibition going through there. And we're at various locations throughout the rest of this week and into the very early part of next week.
Is the consultation aimed at finding out what people think or aimed at persuading people it's a good idea?
It's very much aimed at finding out what people think.
Martin, okay, can you move back to where you were? I'm almost losing your mobile signal.
Sorry, I moved about 2 inches there, but
okay, that's better.
Yeah.
Your own core strategy says that Shropshire Council will be promoting the Shrewsbury North West Relief Road. How can you attempt to find out impartially what people think when your core strategy says that's what you're doing?
Well, that's certainly where we are. So we are promoting the scheme at the moment, but the next stage of the project, agreed by our cabinet in December, was to have this consultation and to reconsider the project in August of this year before deciding whether or not to submit the business case for funding for the project to the Department for Transport. So, yeah, it is very much part of that process, but there is a decision point in August. The members will decide whether or not to take the project forward.
OK. Surely one of the key issues is whether or not there's a need for a North West Relief Road.
Sorry, Jim, I lost that question there.
OK. Surely one of the issues here is whether or not there's a need for a North West Relief Road.
I think that's right, and that's part of the discussions that we're having in the consultation with people who are there.
Does Shropshire Council as an entity believe there is a need for a North West Relief Road?
Well, the traffic information that we gathered last summer and the modelling we've done since shows that we could reduce traffic levels through traffic in Shrewsbury by something like 30% along the Smithfield Road, sort of Frankwell, Welshbridge, Smithfield Road, Coton Hill corridor.
OK, does Shropshire Council as an entity believe that Shrewsbury has a congestion problem?
Well, that, again, is part of the question we're asking.
Martin, there's a really... It's a yes or no answer. Does Shropshire Council, as an entity, believe that Shrewsbury has a congestion problem?
What I think the council believes is that there is traffic there which doesn't need to be there, which doesn't contribute positively to the town, and the town can work better if that traffic is taken out.
In that case, given that you're apparently saying that Shropshire Council doesn't have a point of view on that, how appropriate is it to headline the poster for the consultation with the phrase, "We're in a bit of a jam," and fill almost half of it with a cartoon image of a congested road?
I think the role of that poster, as I think, you know, I've heard already on the radio this morning, is in part to make sure we get people's attention, get people in.
But doesn't it say this is what? Doesn't it say this is what Shropshire Council believes, and this is the, and here's how we're proposing to fix it?
What it says very clearly on that poster is that we want to hear from people and to hear whether people think the relief road benefits the town. We've tried very carefully, including having the representatives of the No Way group comment on the questionnaire and indeed be with us for all of the exhibition meetings.
Surely you're putting the cart before the horse here, because in order to decide whether or not a relief road can benefit the town, you have to decide whether or not there's a need for it, and the headline on the poster suggests the council's already decided that.
Well, I think, as I say, the traffic information we've got clearly shows that there would be benefits from traffic terms from building the road. What I think the consultation, amongst other things, is seeking to achieve is to understand, balance those benefits, the impacts on the environment where the road would be built, which we're equally clear about in our consultation.
The money for the North West Relief Road, how much of that would come from central government?
The overall cost, we're saying, is about £102 million. And from that, about £85 million would come from central government.
OK, so roughly four-fifths of the money would come from central government. Tell me what the guidelines on for local authorities say about having consultations like this during PIRDA, during a general election period.
Well, as you'd expect, this is something which we looked at carefully in setting the consultation up. Obviously, we don't have any local elections here.
No, but you have a general election which could decide the makeup of the national government, which decides whether or not you get the money for this scheme, Martin.
That's absolutely right.
Tell me what the regulations in force on you say about whether you should do that.
There is nothing in the regulations that would suggest we shouldn't be going ahead with this consultation.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. If it were a local election period, then clearly that's a different set of lines. But with it being a national election, no, that is not an issue.
But sure, isn't there a presumption against having this kind of consultation in a general election period?
Well, as you'd expect, you know, we considered that question before we timed our consultation. I'm clear that the reason for us not to have this consultation at the moment.
Okay. So you ran that past the Audit Commission before you decided to hold the consultation, did you?
It's not the Audit Commission. We've discussed this internally on that particular matter.
Did you ask any the advice of an external body about whether it was appropriate or applicable?
Well, I think it's a case of Shropshire Council looking at the regulations and the rules, and it's clear from that there is no reason for us not to pursue.
So Shropshire Council, whose core strategy is about promoting the North West Relief Road, decided for itself that there was no conflict in having a consultation on a project which hinges on £85 million of central government money during a general election PIRDA period, and that you just kind of checked that out for yourself. That was, you just satisfied yourselves that there wasn't an issue, is that right?
Absolutely.
Martin, thanks for your time.